Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Last night in Late Night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
Singer will.i.am announced that he is developing a new face mask that will come with an air filter, Bluetooth, and noise-canceling earbuds. Or, hear me out, just get the vaccine, man. I like will.i.am, but if you don't make another hit soon, you're gonna be Will I Was.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Zach.
Hi, Zach.
What's up, Zach?
Zach?
Hey, how's it going?
With an H. You sound so defeated.
Seriously, bro, we just started.
Wow, man. All right, tell us what happened with Tiffany, and then we're going to try to contact her and see if we can get some answers for you.
It just feels like everything I'm doing is wrong all of a sudden, and she's like picking a fight about me, you know, with about everything with me, mm-hmm. and it's just like all of a sudden too, because I don't know. It seems like she's mad at me, but I don't know what I did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I was just like really just at my wit's end, so I figured I'd call you guys.
I feel like when you want to break up with somebody or when you don't want to talk to them anymore, it helps to get mad at them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you find anything to get mad at them. Mm-hmm. Any little thing. Well, that's what it sounds like.
It's like that dating coach I mentioned a couple weeks ago. You make somebody into the devil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate him. He's terrible.
Which makes it a lot easier for you to get that separation.
Yep.
Let's figure it out. All right. Hang on. We're going to call Tiffany real quick. See if we can't get some answers.
Okay.
Hello?
Tiffany? I don't know if we caught you a bad time or not. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're doing a radio show here at Mix 94.7. The segment is called Waiting by the Phone, and we also have Zach on the phone, and he's the reason we reached out to you. I know that's a lot of information all at one time, but I want to be transparent.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah.
So good morning. So we want to try to see if we can initiate a conversation between the two of you, so maybe you can let Zach know. He feels that, at least what he told us, is that things were really cool, that you were great, and then all of a sudden it feels to him that you're upset with him about everything to the point where it feels like maybe you might be picking a fight so that you can justify not calling him back.
Ooh.
Is that a fair assumption or is he just way off the mark?
Sorry. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
No, that's fair. Yeah. I mean, I found something out about him that I don't really like. And so, yeah, I guess I've been sort of distancing myself.
Do you mind sharing that?
sure.
Wait, hold on. Is that okay? Zach, do you want to know that?
And the rest of the world
like,
to know it?
Yeah. Hold on.
Are you comfortable with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely let me know. I have no idea what is going on.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess it's whatever. He is, he's a gambler. I think he has a gambling problem.
How did you find out that he was a gambler?
So I was on Venmo, and we're Facebook friends, so I can see his activity. And I, you know, checked his profile and saw that he was sending a lot of money to this one guy in particular. And so I you know, clicked on that person's profile, and I'm seeing a lot of people send money to this guy, and it's all like sports icons, like basketballs and baseballs and, you know, gloves and stuff. Clearly this dude is a bookie. But yeah, Zach's sending stuff to him like every day. So
you gotta turn that off, bro. I learned the hard way.
Yeah. And then your wife's like, what are you doing?
Right.
I had all my Venmo purchases.
Yeah, I do too.
My brother doesn't at all.
Yeah, I see always Scott Osborne on Venmo.
That's awesome.
Zach, what are your thoughts about what she just said?
I can't really believe it because that's like, I mean, I'm doing like, you know, like $20, just like some having some fun, you know, with my buddy. So I just, that's like way overreacting.
So you don't have a gambling problem?
No. It's just like, I mean, something just for fun. So that's like why I'm like, I kind of can't believe it.
That adds up though. If you're doing $20, like, you know, multiple times a week. I mean, I don't know.
Look. You could be like, oh, man, what's all this? Ha, ha, ha. You can ask in a casual way, like, what's the deal? Now, if he's, like, spending, you know, $5,000 on a bet or something, that's, you know, okay, yes. There's that. But
that's the problem.
Is it a problem? I mean, like, is it, let me ask you this, and Tiffany, I mean this with peace and love and no disrespect at all, but is it any of her damn business?
No, it's not. Not at this point.
Okay. You're right. And you know what? She doesn't know if it's a problem or not. I mean, like, she hasn't even asked.
But at the same time, it's okay to find out. It's okay for him to say, yeah, I gamble like $20 here, $20 there.
Now, let me ask you this, Zach. Are you on Venmo checking out Tiffany's purchases? See how much she spends on nails and clothes and purses?
Like, I mean, that's what I was going to say. Like, I have no idea what she spends on, you know, nails or hair, or clothes or shoes. You know, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's like freaking me out a little bit that she's so worried about like just a few little bets like this.
Well, okay. I might be a little freaked out. I have an uncle who is a really big gambler, and he had gotten into a lot of trouble. So for me, it's just kind of a red flag of like,
yeah,
is it going to be like, whatever, if you want to do small bets, that's your business. But like, is it going to be a problem down the line? I mean, like my aunt had no idea what my uncle was doing, and he got them in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. So
well, the good news is that you do know.
Now we know. Yeah.
Now you know.
We all talked about it.
Yeah, on the radio.
How about we leave it right here? And if you feel like the air's been cleared and you feel a little bit better, Zach, knowing, and Tiffany, you feel a little bit better getting it off your chest and hearing that it's not a problem, it's just a little $20 here, $20 there type of thing, maybe you want to give it another shot. Or if not, then, I mean, do you want to gamble on love is the question.
Gamble on love.
Sarah.